Hey, what's up, guys? This is Levi, and I'm super pumped to welcome you to the very first episode of this podcast, Self-Identity in Business, A Millennial's Perspective. So with it being the first episode, I wanted to share with you my origin story, if you will, which I think will give you a solid understanding of the inspiration behind this podcast. So I'd say it all started back in high school when I was faced with the decision of what to major in college. And, you know, I think that society gave me that belief of, you know, in order to be successful, you need to have two things. You need to have either a skill or trade or an education. And I am not that guy you call to, if your car is broken down the side of the road or if your air conditioning goes out in your house. I'm not what you call a handyman by any standards. And I don't really particularly enjoy things of that nature to begin with. And, you know, I did have passions, things I enjoyed to do. You know, I grew up in, growing up in South Florida, I was brought up in the, you know, surf and skateboarding culture, and thing I do enjoy the ocean, I enjoy the water, I knew that I did not have the ability, I didn't have the experience to become a pro surfer and travel around on the WCT circuit and traveling contests. I'm not that great under pressure anyways, but I knew I left it at the default decision, which was to go to college. So it wasn't really much of a choice in my mindset. Like, it wasn't, I just had no choice. It was just go to college. I need an education. And deep down, I'm thinking ahead. I wanted a family to provide for. I wanted to get married, you know, have a wife and kids and things of that nature. And, you know, I wanted to have that role of being the man of the house, and I didn't want to be looked on, I guess, as a bum or as a failure. So, in my eyes, the only way to achieve that and was to be financially successful. The only way to achieve that was to go to college and get an education, so I get that dream corporate job. And so I thought, and I tried to brainstorm, I had to think of, all right, what degree do I get? So I, first thing that came to mind, actually, it didn't take me long, was business. I thought, business is universal. This is something that if I change my mind down the road, it's still going to, in some way, shape, or form, deal with business. Every transaction we make in our daily lives has to do with business. And so that's what I chose. And so I enrolled in the community college. I grew up with a single mom, and, you know, we didn't have much income. So I was able to get a full ride through community college. And took me a while. It took me 4 years to get my associate's degree, and it took me 2 years to get my bachelor's degree. Got a bachelor's degree in applied business. And during that 6 years, I worked two jobs while going to school. And I worked hard and to get through school, and I had several jobs, but the one job I always kept, and I got it from pretty much from the beginning of my college career, and it was at Vans, working at Vans. And those of you who don't know, I did not get a job working at a dealership selling soccer mom Vans. No, at Vans, it's the shoe company, extreme sports, company that sold shoes. And so I worked there for 6 years, and I liked it. Being a retail job, a part-time job, I enjoyed it because of the opportunities in career development. That was a part-time job that company pride themselves in basically helping you move up the ladder in encourage promotion, and especially us, particularly my district manager and my manager were very supportive in that way. And so I worked hard. I invested a lot of myself in that company, and I worked just about every part-time position there was available, from a sales associate to stock supervisor to sales lead to floor supervisor. And I always had that goal in mind. You know, it wasn't my end goal, but it was, nevertheless, it was a goal of mine to eventually work up and be a full-time assistant manager. And, you know, again, I like to plan and think ahead. And I knew that going into college, I knew I approached it very carefully, financially speaking. And I knew that once I graduated, that I wasn't just guaranteed a job right out of the gate. So it was a good temporary position, goal to attain to. While I was searching for that dream corporate job, this was a good position that I wanted to be at, hopefully, after graduating college. So, brings us to a couple months ago. There was a lot of changes that went in the company. The regional manager had been promoted to a higher up position. I think it was something like a sales vice president of sales for the whole company, and our district at the time was growing and very rapidly. We were opening a lot of stores, so our district was too big for my district manager to handle. So what they had to do is they had to split the districts into Northeastern District and the Southeastern District. And so my district manager, because she resided in New York, she took over Northeast, and we were in the Southeast. So we got a new district manager. And we were also going through a lot of changes in our own store at the time. So we were down. We had lost two managers as well. So it was a lot going on at once. And so the company, they hired a regional manager. They hired the regional manager externally. They hired him from he had just recently been working at Michael Kors. And that regional manager, he hired our new district manager. For Michael Kors as well. He had worked with him there. And so pertaining to our store, we had made enough volume annually to qualify for getting a new position. And that position was a stock room assistant manager. And you know, again, I've been working hard. I worked a lot. I've been working towards a position like this. So my store manager, my assistant manager, they sat down, they talked to me. They're like, listen, they're like, my store manager's like, hey, this is what you've been training for. This is what you've been getting you ready for. I think you're ready for this. This would really help us out as a store. We wouldn't have to hire anybody for like new training. You know the business well. You have experience in the stockroom and on the sales floor. Think you'd be a good fit. I think this is basically this is your time to shine. What do you think? And you know, at that time, I had a lot had a lot going on. I had just graduated a month prior or 2 months prior. I just graduated. And, well, this is a couple months ago. So, yeah, a month ago, I just graduated. And so I was in the middle of seeking, you know, what opportunities were out there, you know, still seeking for that, you know, dream corporate job, but I still didn't know. And I think for the record right now, I still don't know what a dream corporate job would be for me, honestly. So I was looking into other opportunities at the time. So I was like, hey, let me consider it, think about it, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I can. So that day, our district manager actually was coming into town to the store, and all the managers had left. I was the last one, and the district manager, he left. He didn't really say much to me. He said, hey, I got to run. I'm running late to visit another store. So I was like, all right, and he left. Didn't think much of it. I went home that day, and still with that decision on my mind, I prayed about it, and I was just like, Lord Jesus, you know, whatever this is, I don't really know what direction to take. If this is the path you want me to take, then you'd open the doors, and if not, then please ask that you'd shut the door. And so after praying about it, I felt at peace about it. So I was like, hey, I've worked hard for this position. I've earned this position. So I was like, all right, that's it. I'm going to let him know that I'm ready for this position. So later on that week, or I think it was the next day, next 2 days, I stopped by the store. My assistant manager was the first one to greet me. And she asked me a question, which I wasn't really ready for. She said, hey, I wasn't expecting. She said, hey, did our DM, did he say anything to you? Did he talk to you? I said, no, not really. He just said he had to dip out because he was running late to go visit another store. And he didn't really say much to me when it was just the two of us left in the store. So, and she was like, huh. She's like, would you mind repeating that and saying, telling Andrea that? I was kind of confused. I don't know why the purpose of that, but I was like, okay, sure. I wanted to talk with you guys anyways. So we walked to the back room, and I told Andrew, I told my store manager what I told my ASM. I said, yeah, he didn't really say anything much to me while we were in the store. He just eventually left, and then leaving, he just said that he was running late. He was going to leave to another store, and that was it. And my manager responded, and she said, what an a-hole, except for she didn't say a-hole. I asked him to talk to you. And I was like, okay. So evidently, my store manager brought up their plan of promoting me. And my district manager responded and said that the regional manager was did not want to go that route, that he wanted to hire externally because he felt that he wanted to hire externally because he wanted them somebody with a new, fresh ideas on the new, different perspective or something of that nature. And that he had already had a candidate and had already was ready for to interview them. And you can guess where that, maybe you can guess where that person, what company that person came from. Yep, they came from Michael Kors. So I was like, well, okay, well, that's interesting. And then my district manager said something as well, lastly, that I'll never forget. And he said that, he said, I think that internal promotion is a cop-out. And so, yeah, I felt really, I don't know what to feel. Gosh, it was just like, that was a really ignorant thing to say. And honestly, I didn't know what to feel. Anyways, my store manager, she said, well, I do think that Levi does. He's been here longer than any of us. He's been here for a long time. I think that you would really benefit from talking to him, gain a good perspective from talking to him. He knows the business very well. Again, he's been here a long time. And if you still decide that, our district manager, the previous district manager, we always talked about this being Levi's goal, his position one day, getting him ready for this. We always felt like he was ready for this position. And, just talk to him. And if you feel, even if you still say that you're not, that you're going to hire externally, he's not going to be mad, but I just think that would benefit for you to talk to him. So, but he never talked to me. He didn't speak to me at all. We were in the store. It was just me and him and an associate, the last couple hours, and the man didn't really say anything to me. So after, hearing all that, honestly, it's hard to describe how I felt. I don't know if anyone's ever felt this, but it's just a huge mixture of different. I never felt so many emotions at once. My insides were kind of shaking. My lip was kind of quivering. I just didn't even know how to react because it kind of just really caught me by surprise. And at first, I was angry. At first about the principle of the fact, because I was just like, I invested so much into this company. I'd worked so hard. I learned so much, and I felt that I was ready. And, I've never been treated. I just felt that I was treated so, poorly. I just felt mistreated. So at first I was hurt, but then I quickly realized that this was a door. It was the answer to my prayer. It was a door closing, shut right in my face. And so I didn't really know what to say in response. I honestly, I don't even remember what I said, if I even said anything. It was around that time, a lot was happening at once, around this particular time of events. But around that time, my uncle had, he had introduced a program called ClickFunnels to me, which I'll touch on more in the future episodes. But it was basically on building funnels, and essentially it was entrepreneurship. And so I remember I went home that same day, and I had been, I was researching and just studying all these new concepts there, and it started to interest me. But I remember, backtracking even before I went home. I remember thinking at that particular moment that I had fallen victim to corporate politics, and that I realized that it hit me that this was the reality. This is the reality of corporate world. It's a jungle out there, and it really is. You gotta climb that corporate ladder of success, literally like, knocking people over to get there. And it's one thing, yeah, I heard about these concepts in different, classes in school and in college and stuff. But I guess to experience it and have it affect you directly, it's a whole nother deal. And when I went home that day, and as I was studying this news, these new concepts, and it just hit me, and I just realized my goal had shifted. It completely changed. My goal was not to work corporate world anymore. My goal had changed. I felt like I almost found it. I found like an identity. I found a, something that gripped me, something that, gripped my attention, my desires. It sounded intriguing. All these things that, it was kind of different from what I learned in school, these new ideas of marketing and entrepreneurship, something that interested me. And from that point on, at that moment, I was excited. It was the beginning of a new journey. This is the beginning of a new opportunity. And I was psyched. And so this is where I am. And again, the journey is not over. It's literally the beginning of a new journey. And this literally led up, this happened, it's led up to a couple, was this a couple weeks ago? So again, I'm literally at the starting point of this new journey in my life. And so, you know, with that being said, I really wanted to use this unique opportunity, you know, simply just as a voice to my generation, you know, my fellow millennials, that, you know, those of you guys who are, you know, you're just overwhelmed and you're trying to figure out where you fit in this massive world of business, marketing, corporate world, you know, what have you, you know, whether you're still in college right now, you're still trying to figure out, you know, you're in a degree, you're kind of the point where I was, okay, I'm studying business or marketing or whatever, what have you, I'm studying this degree, but I still don't know like what that dream job is. I still don't know what I really desire. You can't find your fit, you know, and finding that fit in the world of something you're making a career out of, you know, I know that feeling, and you know, I really just wanted it to be a voice to you guys that, you know, you're not alone, and I'm right there with you. I'm going through this process, you know, right now, and you know, because of that, you know, my desire in starting this podcast is really just it's to challenge myself, to expose myself in the rawest form, which will probably create an intense sense of vulnerability, you know, as I start to document, you know, this intimidating journey ahead of me. But because it's most likely what a lot of you are probably feeling right now as well. You know, that's what I want to express. I want to express those feelings, you know, as a voice that cannot be suppressed. So tune in the next episode, you know, as I discover this uncharted territory of entrepreneurship and the new opportunities I'm encountering with ClickFunnels. So thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.